Oh, I was actually going to start up a fund to get us all webcams if you guys would want to be into that.
And then we could do like a Rooster Teeth. We could do a live
Red Rover
podcast.
We could do Red Rover.
Right.
You want to do Red Rover?
What Terry said.
Let's do Red Rover.
Okay. What's that?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know what Red Rover is?
I know what the kids' game is, but how do you do that on webcam?
Wait. Did Dalton
you play Red Rover, you dummy?
Oh. Okay. I understand.
Dalton, what, Ryan?
You dumb. You're dumb. That's what you did. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Team Mongoose Podcast for episode 62. I got Snapper Goo, Terry, Alex.
It's 72.
Said what did you say?
72.
You said 62.
I said 72.
It's 72 for you.
60-72. We're going back in the past because I'm going to be honest with you guys. I didn't like that 62. I thought that was an awful thing.
I enjoyed 62.
It was Skype certified. It was awful.
Garbage.
It's terrible. Let's redo
it. I don't remember what we talked about.
I think that's actually the first one we talked about, Sword Art Online, because I got two things listed here, Tekkit SMP and Sword Art Online.
We must have talked about Tekkit SMP and perhaps Sword Art Online.
Maybe.
You want to talk about Sword Art Online again then?
Kind of.
I have
because it's still really good.
I got some of it on my computer. I'm on, but I have so much shit going on right now.
What are we, 12 episodes in now?
Yes, 12.
And every episode has been great.
Oh, yeah? Just fantastic.
It's real good. And I watched another anime recently in my hibernation of Borderlands, where I just kind of shut everything out. I've been watching Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, because I haven't seen any Full Metal at all.
And that's then I a good one to start with.
Decided to watch Brotherhood because I hear it was good, and I had. What's the difference between that one and the other one?
The original one, like, it follows the manga, like, till like halfway, and then it just veers off and does its own thing. And Brotherhood follows the manga like all the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically the first half is the same.
Yeah, the first half is pretty much exactly the same. In Brotherhood, it's a little more abbreviated so they can get, you know, to the new stuff.
Okay.
But it's pretty much the exact same for the first few
it's
episodes.
It's like Tenchi Muyo. You remember that shit?
Yeah, shit where they just started it over like five different times.
They're like different, like a little bit different storyline.
Yeah.
And you're what the
that
fuck?
That was a weird show.
Tenchi Universe was pretty tight.
I never cared for Tenchi.
That sounds so
Tenchi
familiar.
Tenchi got all the bitches.
Yeah.
Tenchi got all the bitches, dude.
Oh, I remember that show
he had
now.
That one bitch who looked like that one bitch from Outlaw Star. You know what I'm talking about? The
That's
tiger
like
bitch?
Every bitch.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the blonde one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a good show, too, though. I'm watching. That's on my list.
Outlaw Star. Good show.
Fucking Outlaw Star, dude.
I need to watch that, yeah.
Where the fuck is season two, man? Goddamn.
Well, it's only one season, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
he just wants more.
Well, you gotta get more. Story's over.
If they're making a season
over,
two
they left
or
with
something.
A cliffhanger.
There's no cliffhanger.
Everything was like fucked up. It could have gone so many places.
Mm-mm. It's over.
I hate you, Terry. Can't you keep the dream alive? They're making a Dragon Ball Z movie. It comes out next year.
Yeah, but they won't ever let Dragon Ball die. Ever.
No, it's gonna come back,
dude. Dude, I just finished Dragon Ball Z. I'm so excited for this fucking movie. I don't know where it's going to end up. I don't know if it's going to follow like right where Dragon Ball Z ended or right where Dragon Ball GT ended.
It's where
one would be pretty cool.
It's where Z ended. Because GT was never supposed to be part of the actual storyline.
GT never should have existed.
Yeah,
what's wrong with GT, okay?
It stood for
great tunes. They were abbreviating shit, alright? You guys are crazy. GT was the greatest. Greatest tunes, that's what it stood for. Greatest time.
Greatest time.
Yeah. Dragon Ball greatest time. Y'all dumb. Hating on Dragon Ball.
That's not what it stands for.
Yeah, it does.
It stands for Grand Tour.
Stands for great time. Because everyone had a great time.
I had a great time. I just finished watching it. I had a great time, okay?
Exactly.
Fuck you. I'm a huge Dragon Ball fan. I always have been. Read the mangas for Dragon Ball, okay? Fuck with me.
Oh. Sorry.
Nerd!
I hate that. I'm mad at you, sir.
Were you going to hit me with your manga books?
I don't have them anymore. I threw them all away.
Oh.
Threw them away.
You sound so sad when you said that.
I'm the biggest fan, but I threw the books away.
My mom said I had to throw my books away.
Pretty much.
She said I had to burn them.
Burn them.
And she had to watch.
No, she didn't say that. Not gonna put that out there.
She coulda.
She didn't.
I could see your mom saying that.
But she did not.
No. But anyways. Let's roll back to my experience with Full Metal.
Oh, yeah. Let's go back to that.
It is a good show. You guys should watch it if you haven't.
I haven't.
You guys. If you're looking for a good ride, Hulu has all the episodes. It has them subbed and dubbed, which I think is a great feature on Hulu. It gives you both versions if you want to switch between the two. Except for, you got to deal with ads. I watched the first two seasons on Netflix, so...
But it's not that bad. The ads aren't that bad.
They're not terrible. It's just, like, Hulu does this thing where, like, with animes, you know how they have, like, 3-minute intros? You'll hit ads to watch the show, and then it does the 3-minute intro, and then it's ads again, and then the show starts. So, like, you can't even start the show and then skip the first ads just to get through the intro ads. When you're watching episode after episode after episode, it gets really annoying. Sometimes it doesn't do that, but it became more of a thing near the tail end.
I don't know if I talked about this before, but is it true that Hulu Plus still has ads?
Yeah. It's true, yeah.
That's
the only reason why I haven't. I still don't pay for it.
That's the most bogus bullshit.
I tried it once. I was like, all right, I'm going to try it. I'm going to give it a shot. And then, like, literally at the same day, I'm like, why'd I give them $6?
That's bullshit. That is bullshit. That is just... unloyal.
I would pay more. I would pay like $10 for Hulu Plus, no ads. I'll pay more money for no ads. Come on, dude, just do it. Do it.
Why wouldn't they just charge as much as Netflix?
I think it has to do with licensing issues and stuff because it's a lot of their TV comes like the day after, or the same day as some shows. I think The Daily Show is same day. They need to get their ad revenue out or some shit. I don't know.
Bullshit.
It is stupid.
Bullshit, Dwight. Yeah, bullshit.
I think if a competing company came in and just said, yeah, we'll $15 a month, but no ads, current TV, whatever. They would rule the world, I think.
Google's going to do it, bro.
Oh, yeah. Google's poised to take over all of that.
See, yeah, Google's awesome
already
because...
ready to just drop Google TV everywhere and just be like, sup.
Their fiber. No, wait, cool, I want to roll back
bring fiber to you. Don't worry about it.
I want to go back to Full Metal Alchemist because we keep going away from it.
And
I want to talk about it.
God damn.
How much more do you have to say?
There's a lot. I wanted to tell people about it in case they wanted to check it out. Because all I said was the name of it.
3 years old.
Listen, there's obviously other people out there that haven't seen it. If I haven't seen it, there's going to be another person out there that hasn't seen it. Dole, have you seen it? Dole hasn't seen it, so shut up, babe.
It doesn't matter. She hasn't seen anything.
She's a 15-year-old girl. She hasn't seen a lot of things, all right?
She doesn't even have any jokes.
She doesn't even have any good jokes.
Get over the jokes.
I had like a list of elephant jokes, but I don't know where the list went.
What are you gonna do?
Jokes about elephants. I think I said them once in another chat.
Is it a bunch of YOLO shit? Because I found out what that meant today.
What? Felt really no, it's not. These are jokes from before YOLO was a thing, so.
I felt so old, man. This guy was like, oh, I bet the jokes are so YOLO, like, with all filled with YOLO. And I'm like, what the fuck is YOLO?
My YOLO, manager dummy. And I
were so confused.
Really, after it's all this time, head. Like, I know. It's crazy everywhere? You haven't looked it up or anything?
I don't see it anywhere. I'm pretty
classy. That's how Ryan lives his life.
Yeah, clearly you've got a good bunch of friends.
I do. I keep my friends low on purpose. I hate you people.
It doesn't go over 50 people.
And no, if he does, it's like 150. 150.
I don't need anymore.
I do have to clean out my. I do have to clean out my fucking friends.
Clean out your friends.
Dude, that's a thing, because I did it too.
It's gotten a little dirty in there.
It is. I have 127 friends. That is way too many.
There's some trash in there that I gotta clean out.
I have too many also. I have to like look at people's profiles to make sure that I know who they are.
It's terrible. I know every single person when they pop up.
Yep. Me too.
Yeah.
Proud of that too. A lot of people that I know that are trying to add me as friends, and I'm like, no, not you. Please move on.
Yep, information wrong, so people can't find me.
Put your name in wrong. Misspell a few letters.
Like, dude, look at mine, dude. Look at it. It's wrong.
It's true. You can only be found by people you want to find you.
Or that I want to find.
There's really a setting for that, though.
I think I've probably added like two friends in my entire history of Facebook.
Actually gone out of your way and hit add?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, me too. Like, I think all of my friends are people that have requested me. I'm like, I'm not going to go out and proactively look for you. Like, there's people from we went to high school or grew up with in elementary school and stuff that have added me. And I'm like, at the time, I was like, whatever. And now that's it's fine. Just like, I click them and unsubscribe. I don't want to fucking know anything about you. You added me for some reason.
So and you didn't can look say at a my word, feed. Right.
Right.
And it's random when the people who used to didn't post shit all of a sudden just start posting the most annoying crap.
All right,
it's
I got Facebook. Like, look at this like, Batman drawing.
Do you remember
did.
You had this? Like, and then like it slowed down in the last couple of days, but. Pictures, dude. Just people liking pictures. It's not fucking Pinterest.
Yeah, I go on Facebook like once a day, and that's it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't even use that thing anymore. Like, yeah, it's there. There's nothing really. I don't care about anything on it. Like,
I hit it while
saying
I'm
anything
sitting
interesting.
Drive up with nothing to do.
I'm pretty
me
much
too.
Fully converted to Twitter now.
I know. Yeah, the only reason I even go there once a day is because it's there on my bookmarks. And I'm just like,
yeah, and it's like, you do the thing where you just cycle through the same bookmarks over and over looking for something.
And
yeah.
Nothing happens.
Nothing's there.
This whole time. I even go through like Netflix and like look at all the videos. I'll even like zoom completely out in Google Chrome so I can just see them all at once.
Oh, dude, I when I had the three monitors set up, when Spencer still had his monitor here, I opened up Netflix and maximized it across all of them. It was so awesome.
Yeah, it looks like a library.
Stream of
like,
them.
I just wish I could like, click them with my hand. Like, Kinect worked that good.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It'd be like, boop.
With that noise.
Be awesome. God. In the future. 10 years from now when cars drive themselves and I'm really depressed about it.
What did you see about California?
What happened in California?
Our governor just signed a bill that's making it legal for driverless cars to be around on public roads.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm terrified.
Supposedly, they're like, they're better than people driving. Like,
dude, have you seen all these features in cars that like tell you, like, we'll swerve you back in the right lane?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the... That's a lot of features in the new BMWs, isn't it? Where, like, it'll sensor, like, how close the car is ahead of you, and it'll adjust your speed or not.
And parallel parking as well.
For years, yeah. They've had Toyota had the laser. Cruise control, so it keeps a distance from the person
right. ahead,
as well as a speed.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, right? Google. They're like their track record for their driverless car thing. Like, they've had accidents, but all the accidents have been people problems. You know, it hasn't been the car that messed up. It's been some person.
Well, hasn't it bumped into like walls and stuff every now and then?
I don't know about that. As far as I know, like the only actual accidents they've had with the driverless cars were driver errors and not the actual AI or whatever.
They're just trying to push it off the road. They don't.
Can I say something?
What? I know where you're going to go with this.
I don't want to get one. I just want to throw everything I own by Google right now. I'm terrified.
Yes, Google.
Aren't you terrified?
Yeah. Well, let's look at Google's track record. What have they done right?
Everything.
Okay. Now, what have they done wrong?
Well, that's the thing. They're trying to butter us up, right?
Well, the thing is, it's like, isn't this the best way to do it? Because even, like, with, like, slimy people that are trying to bribe you and, like, do things for you to get your way, right? They have a bad track record up until that point where they're being nice.
All leading up to the point.
That's why I'm scared of
trust them enough to let them put Google
chip. Nah, fuck it. I'm ready to go. Whatever. Let's do it.
Put a Google chip in my brain.
Do it right now.
Aren't you not scared of Apple? I mean, they openly fuck their customers.
I'm not scared of Apple. I'm scared of
Google. Like, openly just say, fuck you. Oh, this OS 8, by the way, it's going to fuck up everything you enjoy on your iPhone.
No.
But you can take a panoramic picture.
How they released a phone that didn't work, and they're like, oh, yeah, just hold it differently.
Yeah, you're holding it wrong.
No, it's cool. I understand that for the last over a decade, we have put out iPods, and yes, that is the charger. No, not going to happen. Fuck you.
Yeah, we needed to move stuff around because we needed to make it like just a little bit thinner.
Fuck you, fan. Fuck you, customers.
I feel like the people at Apple are very anorexic. Like they just it's too fat. No, you gotta be pretty.
Can't carry it.
You're not gonna be pretty until you lose another fucking gram of weight.
could they do anything worse to change a charger like that?
The connector is actually really, really awesome. Yes. However, it's just the fact that it's still USB 2.0, but the fact that it can go in either way is amazing. That they did that right.
They do that on all their shit. It's magnetic.
No. Huh?
Their shit on their laptops and stuff is
that's
like
just
magnetic.
A charger cable.
It can go in any way.
But yeah, that's... I don't know what you're doing. I didn't want to ask what you're doing.
Anyway, we're talking about Google, not Apple. Fuck Apple.
Yeah, I'm afraid of Google.
You can't compare it
either. Apple got nothing.
Apple's like iPhone. Google's like, hey, we got our own internet service now.
We control the internet.
And they don't care. The thing that's awesome about Google Fiber is that they don't care about your data usage. They know that you're going to be using the fucking internet. You know, so they don't
care.
Yeah,
and it's like, with that kind of speed, like, it's already going to be crazy.
Yeah.
You know, if it's nothing to throw that speed out, then, you know, it's not going to be a problem for having
The thing is, really, at that speed, is that it's more on the servers that you're getting the information from than it is your actual internet connection. You're never going to top that out, ever.
Never.
There's never going to be a server out there that's going to have enough bandwidth to give you it, unless it's just a peer-to-peer. Like, that server's not doing anything but communicating to you.
Dude, I will pay good money to get fiber out here. Or yeah. I'm going to move to Seattle because I guarantee you get there soon.
I decided to up my internet package not too long ago. I was paying $70 for 20 down and 6 up. And I decided, you know what, fuck it. Pay an extra $30 and I get $65 down and 15 up. Somewhere around
good.
There. And it's awesome. I can download games at 8 megabytes a second now and upload stuff pretty quick.
8?
Damn.
8, yeah.
That's sissy.
Yeah, it's nice.
I have 20 and I've downloaded games. Remember that Battlefield game I downloaded in like less than an hour?
Yeah. I know. 20 down is good. You know, a lot of people don't get anywhere near that. I'm speaking purely to people over in Australia. very disappointed in Australia.
Yeah, and then there's that. Quest, you know, who is like a DSL company we're thinking about switching to. Three.
Ugh.
That's all they could give me is three.
Why are you thinking of switching to them?
It's, I hate Comcast, dude. Oh, I hate them.
No, I know. They're awful.
I hate them so much.
It's my best
DirecTV
bet
here. Has been a blessing. Nothing was wrong with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that that's satellite, though, isn't it?
Yep.
No, went through the whole winter. With internet.
Storms.
Do you get things ahead of time? Because I hear satellites, like, you're stuck at a universal time.
No. I get things right on time. That's Dish. This is DirecTV. Like,
okay.
They're like cable through a satellite. It's cool.
All right.
But I love them. I love them. And if they had an internet, I'd get that. And if Google ever puts out like a cell phone company, I'll get that too.
Well,
Google as a fucking phone provider, that'd be crazy.
I know, right?
Yeah, I don't see that being revolutionary.
They can pretty much go into anything they want. And
they could do that. I could see that happening very
And people would be excited.
I could
about
see it.
It
happening. I'm just saying, like, what can they do with cell phones?
Everything.
They could put whatever price they want on it.
They could make it amazing.
I could see, prices, yeah, but I'm saying, like, no, I don't see it being revolutionary.
Google operating system. Straight up Google operating system on there.
Well, they already have Google.
Well, they already have
they've got.
No, like their own. They don't give it to any of their phones. It's theirs.
Oh, like their iPhone?
Kind of.
Their version of an iPhone.
And then they still sell their phones with the same package or some shit, but or their other program.
Same chargers.
Well, yeah, Google's already on top of that.
I'm saying, like, if they had their own service, their own package, didn't care about data, their own 4G.
Well, Sprint, you know, does that already. I mean, I have unlimited everything and 4G.
Wouldn't you rather have a Google provider? Here. Google, who's always had your back.
I'm not saying I wouldn't rather have it. I'm just saying is, like, I don't see a whole lot of improvement in there in the cell phone market aside from just price.
All right, what about the next big thing then they come out with?
Okay, what's the next big thing? Tell us what it is.
Google elephants. What's up?
Google elephant jokes.
They're going to implant shit in our brain. That's what we were talking about. But it's going to be through Google. And then we're all going to die.
Will they have Google goggles or Google glasses Google or whatever?
Glasses.
That was?
Google yeah. glasses look sick.
Yeah.
What? I mean, are you
talking? They're really chunky.
Wait, right, but... Ryan, you don't... Ryan doesn't know.
I'm Googling it right now.
Oh, they're so cool.
Shut up.
You gotta Google the Google Glass. Actually, the guy that, some Google representative that was there when they signed the thing about the driverless car thing, he was wearing Google Glass.
Of course he would.
Yeah.
Is it like a computer screen in your...
He probably got Google shoes, Google socks, Google fucking panties on because he's weird like that.
Dude, I will pay $1,500 for this.
Everybody would, Ryan. Everybody.
I'll pay it right now.
In the world would pay that money for that.
Right now.
People are going to start
dying. How quick you were to get on board with that, but how scared you are about Google.
I'm terrified. It's awful, but come on. Like, I'm not going to stop it. Like,
it'll be so cool when they take over the world.
Like, really, I want to live in that world. I want to live in the world. I don't want to go.
Basically, it's okay for Google to take over the world.
Because
it's gonna be my blessing to dominate the earth.
Dude, we're going to space.
Yeah,
it's
right,
gonna be
Alex.
Better, guys.
When Google takes over the world, we're all just gonna be like, "Oh, God bless you."
I know.
Thank you.
We've been waiting.
It's finally happening.
To change my Church of Goom like mythology behind it to Hail Google, to Church of Google, the little hyphen.
It's going to be intense because every year they seem to get just a
little crazier.
Yeah, a little crazier.
We're just I wonder who's a little bit more over there.
Like, I won't be surprised if Google Fiber is more widely available by next year. Next year, it branches out a little bit more.
We better have it over here.
Terry, it's going
to be the last one to get it, but we better get it.
We're going to be on the tail end of things, I think. We'll move to Sacramento, Terry.
I don't think anybody around you even knows what Google is.
We'll hit.
I use Yahoo.
I try to.
Do you put the fiber? That fiber, like, in your drink? Like, I need more fiber in my diet. So, is this something I should look into?
Somebody today asked, like, what my high school song was, and I was like, I don't know, some song by Kenny Chesney? And they looked at me like, what? And I was like, yeah, I kind of grew up in a hick town. Like,
even that is a little hick, Ryan.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. We are hick. Like, Manteca's a hick town.
Just because it smells like cow shit every time, every day.
I can hear the cows being murdered from my
Terry
house.
Wakes up to mysterious farts out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Dude, my neighbor had cockfights. I got arrested for it.
That's just extreme.
It's a hick town, dude.
You're crazy. Ryan, crazy.
I was applying for this new job, and they want me to put my job history from Bank of the West. And they're like, reason for leaving. And I was trying to decide, so I put other. And it was like, please explain. And I was like, damn it. So I just wrote in there. I was like, bitches cray. I called my manager over, and I was like, what do you think? And she's like, no. Because I'm actually going to go work at her store. And so she was telling me how to fill out the application. But, yeah, it's freaking dope.
How many dopes?
5 dopes at least. Bitch is cray.
That's like an average dope.
Yeah, it's not that great.
All right. I got a good dope for you. I've already told you guys. I haven't told them. Halo 4 with gold.
What?
Halo 4's got gold.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's going to be 2 discs, it looks like.
Wasn't Reach 2 discs?
No.
No.
No Halo's ever been 2 discs.
No. Well, that's cool.
Wasn't 3?
ODST was 2 discs.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was campaign and multiplayer.
Yeah, that was 2 games, basically.
Yeah, well, that, you know, it was 2 discs.
Well, no, because the multiplayer got you to go play on Halo 3's multiplayer.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was saying.
That's what Reach and Anniversary are kind of like. It's kind of like 2 discs, but it was like the first one to release like that. Like, bam.
So I guess the campaign will be on 1 disc, and then the multiplayer on another.
It's going to be awesome.
Campagne.
They've really been talking about how they squeezed everything out of the Xbox to get this shit done.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that. We're going to have another Dead Rising on our hand.
Wait, what?
It's going to overheat.
What happened? What?
They squeezed Xboxes to make the game.
Oh, damn.
It gets hot up in here.
Hey, I bought a new Xbox for the occasion. I hope it'll be fine.
Better be.
On my Xbox, please, you guys will get warm. My Xbox is sitting on a glass pedestal underneath my TV.
Oh.
And it's going to look even more awesome.
Mine's fine. I got a new Xbox. It's good.
I got an old Xbox. It's solid as a rock.
Yeah, mine's loud. That's what I'm talking about.
Loud as one, too.
Yeah. It's so loud. Why are you doing this to me?
Because I love you.
You just got to hold on a little bit longer. She was having a real problem starting today and didn't even connect me to Xbox Live when I finally got on. A little scared.
Oh, you're fine. This thing got the rings a few years back. Send her in. Oh, I need to clean off the top. It's covered in dust.
Just show her some love. She'll survive.
You sent it to Mexico.
Yeah, I had to make sure they didn't put any cocaine in it.
Oh, they would have taken it out before you got it again.
Okay,
that's why it took so long.
Okay,
he tried to track it.
Actually, it was pretty quick. Like everybody that I talked to about, you know, sending it in was like, "Oh, it took forever." It took me like a week. Like that shit went out, and then by the weekend, I had it back.
Yeah, when my brother and I sent out ours, it was the same way.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what the hell talking about.
Never
you
got
tracked
my Halo
it, though, pick. And you tracked it to a fucking storage place.
Yeah, they sent it to a storage place that I guess hadn't existed when Google Maps went by, so it didn't look like a storage place. It just looked like an empty
lot. It was a dirt field. They just left it there. Yeah, like, so no. I'll pick it up.
Just put
his address on it. They'll deliver it.
Yeah,
this is America.
Then it got sent to Mexico, and then they sent it back. My baby's been to Mexico.
You don't even know if it's the same one.
Didn't even get sick.
I'm pretty sure it's the same cereal.
Yeah, it looks the same.
It looks the same.
It's got the little gimpy memory card slots.
My memory cuts. My memory, my USB thing is gone, like the little flap.
What'd you do? You
know? Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are the first things to go.
Yeah, like, I was just playing with it one day. Well, I was setting up something, I was just like, oh, no.
Mine's still going strong.
Mine's gone. Just a mouth, like a mouth looking at me. Just, with one eye, it's a cyclops.
Play some Halo.
Looks like that retard
drunk on Halo
bag from the Pagemaster.
Oh right.
Do you remember the Pagemaster?
Yes.
Sanctuary, sanctuary.
Oh, shit. I should have never taught him that word.
Who?
Nothing.
Me?
Nothing.
So anyway.
So, did you guys see Notch's reaction to Windows 8? Or Microsoft asking him for a certification for Minecraft?
Yep.
F you.
Yeah, for people that don't know, Windows 8 is going to have its own, like, game, like, hubs dealy. And it has to, all the games that are run through it need to be certified. It's sort of like an app store.
Well, no, that's the thing. Like, everybody's all talking about that. Apparently, that's not how it works. Like, you can get certified, but they are going to let uncertified things on.
In that store?
I don't know about the store, but I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I was getting to that. I was saying. Like,
but, you know, who cares? Why would you want to put it to the store anyway?
For convenience, for people to find it.
It's how you just choose to set up Windows 8, because you can still have Windows 8 run like Windows 7 and just have the option for that fucking touchscreen bullshit whatever thing. And then they have their game store, how like the current Xbox Live operating system works, where you can flip through the slides and stuff from your couch. They want it to be more available for touchscreens and crap like that, so you just go to the game hub. And you can just click and choose, oh yeah, I want that, and install it and play it, you know? But it has to be certified,
people that are...
But you can still go on a website and get...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, people that know what they're doing...
That's what I'm saying, is that it's just that they have that one thing. They would have to certify it so they can make sure that the copy of Minecraft that they give to... or he gives to Microsoft can be run through that store and installed properly. He's saying he doesn't want to do that because it's stupid. You shouldn't have to.
And
that's fine. Yeah, don't do it. You know, but
I don't agree. That's not smart. Why would you get in a fight with Microsoft?
He's not fighting with them. He's just denying them.
Just told him.
Just deny them.
Just told him what's up.
Yeah.
It's Microsoft.
It's just it's more of the concept of the thing, because they're trying to do. It's very closed. And the point of the PC is that it's very open versus... It's like how the Apple runs things, like programs on the newest Apple operating system. You actually have to get them certified through Apple for them to just run instantly. If not, it'll tell you, it's like, this program isn't certified or whatever, and it doesn't have licensing to run on here or whatever. And it's just like a setting that you can just turn off in the settings, but it comes built into the operating system on. So, like, you get prompted all the fucking time.
For some problem. Yeah. It's like, are you sure you want to run this? Because blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but that's just one... That's not the same thing. Apple stops you from it. Nothing. You can't do it. You have to either get a certified version of the program, or you have to go and turn this setting off. So you gotta, like, it's like how in Windows, when we go to user account settings and turn off that prompt, so we're not getting prompt all the time, you have to do the same thing in Apple. But for us, we can just hit run. You know, when the problem comes up, we can just hit run and it goes. Apple, you can't do that.
Windows will probably still be like
what?
Windows will probably still leave it. Just say run. Like,
yeah,
no,
that's what
I'm
saying.
Fucking shut the fuck
up. Not
Apple,
through their game system thing, but they'll still have the user account thing for sure.
They'll still let you run shit. It's the PC. They'll still let you go to Google Chrome.
Let's
all
establish that I don't think any of us are getting 8.
Getting 8.
No.
I'll get 8.
It'll probably come on my Surface, but I'll be fine with that. It's fucking
that's
tablet.
What I mean. I'm
tablet.
It on my Surface.
Makes fucking sense.
I might put it on my desktop. I might get another computer, like a laptop that I.
There's no reason to switch from 7. True.
Yeah, 7 is the new XP. It's going to live for years.
It's going to live for another 10 years, you know. I'm just Windows 9 Surface. Comes out, and then we'll be like, oh, that looks good.
And we'll switch to Windows 9, yeah, you're probably right. They get their ass out of
because that's
heads.
What we did for Windows XP. Like, Vista came out, and we're like, that's okay.
No, thank you.
But I'm going to go back to XP. I worked on an XP machine not too long ago. I also worked on a Vista machine not too long ago, and that was awful. That was just awful.
I threw up.
That was like
Vista is really bad.
That was like watching a kid play the violin for the first time.
Help me!
Windows 7 is after 8 years of that kid having practiced.
Yeah,
violin.
That kid was down 20 years old and been playing his entire life. It was just beautiful.
And it's beautiful. Every time you start up, that chime.
Mm. Yeah, it's great.
You're nailing it, kid.
You're so beautiful. So proud of you. And then Windows 8 comes along and it's your other kid. He's been playing violin a couple
he's
of years.
Learning
but he's
learning how
like,
to play the tuba.
He's still doing Baba Black Sheep. And you're like,
here comes
I'm
the
go,
wanted child.
We'll go back to the older kid who's playing Chopin. And
plays the electric guitar.
I'm going to go back to my cool kid. Who's busting riffs off in the corner and already has a record deal.
Your other kid's playing the fucking recorder in the corner.
That's how Windows 8 is going to be. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, that's really good. Good job.
Oh, that sounds great.
My uncle can play the recorder really, really well, but it still sounds like...
But it's still a recorder. That should be a saying. It's like, that's like saying someone's really good at the recorder. Sure, it sounds okay, but it's still a recorder.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right, too.
That's basically Windows 8.
You guys are playing the recorder and like...
great at it, but it sounds so bad.
You gotta hit those highs, just...
Yeah, I'm really
ear piercing highs.
I'm really excited for Windows 9, guys.
Me too.
It's gonna be dope.
It's gonna be dicks.
It's gonna be Windows 9 with Google.
With Google. With a dash of Google.
They're gonna just be like, no, fuck Internet Explorer, bro.
By then, Google will absorb Microsoft.
Yeah, right.
Google already has its own operating system and shit, so...
I know, they have that new Chromebook that's
the
coming
Chromebooks,
out.
The Chromebooks,
yeah. Crambook.
The Crambook.
I like their ads their commercials, yeah. It's like, how do you fix your old broken laptop with a Chromebook? And it just, like, pushes the old laptop off the table with the Chromebook. I like
okay.
it.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay. I want a Surface, guys. I want a Surface 90 days after it
no,
comes out.
No, Ryan. God.
Why?
When the first Surface comes out, I'll start saving because that gives me 3 months.
That's what I just said, dog. I said 90 days
you
after.
You said you want one. I'm just saying my savings
so
plan.
You want one 90 days after.
Yeah, that's when the Pro comes out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying previously.
Then why'd you tell me no, dog?
I didn't say no. That. No one said no. We were all agreeing with you. I'm saying, yeah, when that happens, I'm going to start saving when the first one comes out to buy the Pro
dude,
one.
That's
no
what I'm saying previously.
Anything.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You didn't say anything about saving. You just said you were going
to
buy
I'm trying
one.
To say at you, okay?
Don't say things at me, Ryan. It's rude.
I'm talking at you, bro. Just shut the fuck up.
Damn.
You're always talking at people, Ryan. You never talk to people.
Why would I?
Good question.
Thank you, Terry. I knew you always appreciated me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Shut up. Is there just like attack me day? Can we leave me alone?
Ryan's very fragile. Like a delicate little flower. You will respect him.
Alex is like a butterfly. You have to catch him. What did I say, Alex? Is Alex gone?
Oh, okay. Bye, Alex.
Bye, Alex.
What the fuck? You can't do that.
He's a butterfly.
He's a butterfly. He flew away.
Ryan, you didn't catch him.
Oh, lie upon me.
Now he's gone forever.
What happened? Where'd he go?
Just took off, I guess.
I guess we shouldn't go talking at him.
We shouldn't
try. Yeah.
Maybe stop talking to him.
I'm sorry. I won't talk to anybody ever again.
Good.
I missed you, good. Alex.
What?
There he is.
We were talking at you.
There's the butterfly. Oh.
What did I call you when I called you a butterfly? What did I say?
He's like a butterfly. You have to catch him softly and then release.
As a kid, this is a dark tale. As a kid, I never was able to catch butterflies without killing them.
Like, come here!
It's just that when you catch a butterfly, you can't touch its wings because it has like that dust on it. And if you get rid of any of the dust, it like basically if you touch it at all, it can't fly anymore, and therefore it'll die. So I've never caught a butterfly and was able to let it go.
Gotcha.
I've killed it every single time.
Just crush it in your hand.
You're a
poor hey, but kid. I caught it.
You're like that retarded guy from Mice and Men.
I'm not breaking little pets and stuff.
You break everything you touch.
You ruin everything you touch.
This is what we can have nice things.
Damn these hams. Do we remember that from the VH1 like Exomniac in the morning? The guy would like try to dial the phone or something. He'd be like, "Damn these hams."
I didn't watch VH1.
Well, it was right around the time that MTV stopped playing music altogether, and I like to wake up to music. And this is before, you know, internet was everywhere.
Yeah, but I don't watch VH1.
Yeah, guys, you remember when the internet wasn't everywhere?
God, wasn't that the worst?
That's awful. Remember when the internet would yell at you when you tried to connect to it? You guys remember.
God. Do you remember when you were like, yeah, I don't really know. I'll find out tonight when I get home and I can get on my computer and sign on to AOL.
Yeah, what's like, the keyword for that?
Hold on, AOL. Let me find out.
What's the keyword?
Let me hold this microscope button and just ask my phone.
My parents were still using the AOL browser last year.
Oh.
Yeah. Still around?
We always had really
it
fast
was.
Internet. My mom
they got rid of it, though.
We had, like, they DSL when have. DSL was brand fucking new.
Remember when they gave away all those AOL discs?
Please.
Everywhere.
There was discs for everyone.
Sam used to go down to Rayleigh's and get like drinks and stuff in high school when we were like freshmen or whatever. And they would have like one of those, the little like box of them outside the store, right, on either side. And it had like maybe 50 discs in one. Me and Sam would just take both of them, and then on our way home, we would just chuck them over people's houses and stuff. We did that probably about once a week or so. We filled them. We would just take them, and on our way home, we just woo.
Tyler and I would go to Rayleigh's, and then take them home and put them in the microwave.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
I don't think so either.
I think we have.
We've talked about the AOL disc before, but I don't know if we've talked about what we used to do with them.
Oh yeah.
Chuck
and Tyler and I found some.
It's a small town. You know what are you gonna do? You know?
Tyler and I found some. And we found some fluorescent bulbs that were like.
We
started like throwing them at each other, and then they shattered. And we were like, "Oh my god, we're gonna die!" Because we could have.
I had friends that got like illegal fireworks from their uncles and everything like that. Ryan, you became one of those people too.
It wasn't
from you. But anyways, I got like a whole bunch of like firecrackers and stuff from someone. I forgot who. I don't know. I just got fireworks somewhere.
Probably me, dude. I used to
from some guy.
It wasn't from you, Ryan. This was freshman year. Yeah.
Oh.
But
ended up with a bunch of
walking, marks. I had a lighter and walking to school every morning as bored kid, lighting fire. Seven in the morning.
Child.
I was awful.
How do we ever become friends? I was such a good kid.
I grew up. You grew up too.
You grew out of that.
Yeah. So anyways, I was just lighting firecrackers, fucking throwing them at 7 in the morning. Just dude. Walking down the street, you know, mind my own business. And then I came across a guy's trash can that had fluorescent bulbs sticking out of it. And they're too long to fit inside the trash can, right? And so I'm sitting there like, I'm gonna blow those up. Immediately. So I grabbed some tape out of my backpack and taped like 6 firecrackers around it, you know, and then like all the fuses were like kind of twisted together. Lit it, and I was just walking down the street.
You walked away from it without looking.
No, you gotta look. I looked at it, and then it blew up. But it was inside the trash can, so the trash can kind of made it like a megaphone. So it made it sound like a bomb. And then, like, the fluorescent bulb shattered everywhere, and it was like this cloud of white smoke. And I was like, oh, shit!
Did you run?
I ran down that street so fucking quick.
Just hear someone over there go, what the fuck?
I was just waiting for someone to come out and be like, what? Yo, fuck it over! And just chase me. Oh, no, it was awful. So I ran.
Awesome. That's so awesome.
I really grew out of the fireworks phase real quick.
I didn't, dude.
But I did it. I did it hard. When I had firecrackers.
I got kicked out of a church dance for throwing firecrackers at people's feet.
What?
Is the little poppers? Church?
No. Like,
no firecrackers. Legitimate,
like, black cats.
That's what I had. I had black cats.
Like, we're talking like, bam! Bam!
Had they a had a
church dance.
Good pop to them.
Good times. Wow.
Well, oh, really, you have... You had those. You had actual firecrackers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. I went to Nevada on an Indian reservation to get my fireworks. Everything is legal. We have those here, too. I want to go get some.
They packed them themselves.
I really don't care for 4th of July anymore. I like the history behind it, and I like the day of it. I just don't like the fireworks. I don't like the fireworks anymore.
I agree. Because I'm not in control of them, and B, I think I enjoy fireworks like when I'm camping. I'm like an occasion where it's just nothing really serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when we used to go out to the orchards. Did you ever go out to the orchards when I would bring fireworks?
No, the only time I was ever out in the orchards was with fireworks is after the orchards were destroyed and they had streets there, and Rick was chasing his brother Jake with a Roman candle. That was bad. Because he hit
that's
him.
Awesome,
dude! I love Roman candles. Those are so fun.
We used to. I have a film of me on my mission playing Roman candle tag.
Just boom!
I get tagged in the back like a fucking badass because I like spin and it like keeps going like and just start like lights my shirt on fire. It's freaking awesome.
You're just like here, hit me again.
Shot somebody, but yeah, that was fun. But one time we went out there. And we were lighting fireworks out the back of my cousin's truck. You remember Jimmy?
Really, I remember Jimmy.
Really sore loser.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway.
Now
we
I
shot
don't remember Jimmy.
One of the firecrackers. Or one
Jimmy drove a Jimmy.
Yeah, and one of the mortars fell out of the back of his truck. And it was lit, and it just shot across the truck through the back of his truck and through his windshield. And then blew up in our face.
How's your face?
No, like in front of us while we were driving. It was terrifying. It cost me a lot of money.
How much money, Ryan?
About $2,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of money, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Good times, though.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun.
Oh. A lot of terrifying fun. It could have killed somebody.
Could have.
Would have.
It would have been fun.
It wouldn't have been fun if people died.
Now you're getting it done.
Not for them.
Only if they get hurt, then it's fun for everybody.
Yeah.
But if they die, it's not fun for it.
No.
We used to turn balls bottles into Molotov cocktails and throw them at pallets that we stole from Rayleigh's.
Manteca is a small town.
You keep saying that.
Do you remember car when we would surf behind the cars?
That was such a stupid idea. I never participated in it.
Terry Kay, remember?
I feel like we talked about
we talked about this story.
We were just we.
But
didn't.
that was stupid.
I miss going fishing, Dwight.
Huh?
I want to go fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah.
Gosh, fishing sucks.
I love fishing. You remember going fishing with TJ?
Yeah, fucking he liked the fish, man. I also remember when you were like stripped down naked And then a fucking news helicopter was just, like, eyeing us. Have we talked about that story? I'm pretty sure we have.
2 hours. We built a badass sandcastle, though.
We did. It was awesome.
It was sweet.
I want to hear this news helicopter story.
Go for it, Dwight.
Okay, I was going to say, are you going to go or me? Ryan and I used to be friends with this guy named TJ. TJ, very big guy. He's like 6'5", big guy.
300 pounds.
Yeah, and loud. Much louder than Ryan. Ryan was like a little girl to this guy. He was loud.
Very large.
And so he was always like wanting to do things and go out and about and be loud in other places. So he was like, a big fan of fishing.
All the time.
Yeah, he was a big fan of fishing, probably still is. And me and Ryan would go fishing with him, mainly because it's like, well, we didn't have to drive. He had fishing poles, and we just kind of went for a ride.
And he paid for everything?
Yeah, he paid for everything. So we're like, okay, well, whatever. I'll fucking cram into the back fucking seat, break my neck, because he drove a two-door
Cougar.
Mercury Cougar. It was awful in the back seat for someone that's tall.
It was awesome in the front seat. So awesome at the front.
So we used to drive out. Where was the place?
Rio Vista.
Rio Vista.
Off of Highway 12, aka
Highway 12.
Death Highway.
Yeah, Death Highway. The most deaths out of any other highway or road or anything in California, right?
Yeah,
in the USA.
USA. It's like in the at least in the top five.
It's awful. That road is the worst thing in the world. You drive on it once, and you will know.
Yeah, it's like any time of the year, it's like driving on pure ice.
Yeah.
And it's hot. It doesn't matter.
And it's narrow.
The wind's hard. That you're just sliding everywhere.
It's terrible. Anyways, we went out fishing to this place, this desolate place. You park on the side of the road. You walk down a hill. You walk down another hill.
Remember the rape?
Then you walk to the bank. Huh?
The rape spot?
Yeah, and then there was a rape spot that we didn't hang out on. We saw it once, like, no, we don't go there.
We used to hang out there when we first went fishing there, and then we went back, like, the next summer. There was, like, underwear where we used to chill.
Oh.
And that's, I think, when you came with us.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, we're not going to hang out there. We went lower.
Yeah, so it's on this bank of the Delta, which is a very large river that goes through.
No, this was the Sacramento River coming into the Delta.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. So, it was a big old thing, you know, whatever. There was whales there at one point.
Yeah. I remember going fishing when there were whales there, and there were a clusterfuck of people, like, right over the bridge. And I was like, God, I'm glad we're not over there.
It's not like there's whales there naturally. These whales are dumb shits, and they got fucking lost in a river in the middle of California.
Like, literally in the middle. They swam, almost 200 miles inland.
Something like that. They're dumb as shit.
Were they big whales? Like, what
big
kind
whales?
Of whales?
Like a mama and a baby whale.
Yep. And so,
they
we
made
were
it
fishing.
Back. They didn't die.
It was hot, because it's summertime. That's why you go fishing. And then, I don't know how it escalated to what it was, but Ryan just decided, it's hot. My clothes are coming off.
Yeah, that sounds like Ryan.
Ryan's shirt and pants gone. He was just out there in his underwear, just
in my boxer briefs,
hanging out, you know, doing what Ryan's doing.
I was getting mud for our sandcastle. That's why
that's the main reason, I guess. But I think Ryan was just waiting for the opportunity.
He was thinking about it the whole drive there.
He gets out and his head's like, "Oh man, it's hot."
I love the water.
Makes his bet with himself $20. Says, "I'm the first one to pop these bitches off." And so, yeah, we were making a big-ass sandcastle. It was awesome. It was the greatest thing ever. It was a fucking city.
Yeah, and it was awesome.
We just kind of forgot about fishing. We just kind of put our poles down and just let the bait go out, and we were doing this giant thing, and we were using wood, driftwood that we found and stuff like that. And then this news helicopter comes by. It's way off in the distance. I think it was looking for the whales. No, the whales
weren't
there
at the
time.
The whales weren't there.
Yeah. It was just some helicopter doing its thing. We had speedboats coming by, and Ryan would be waving at them. So, hey!
It's
three dudes out here, and one's naked. And Ryan had his boxers pulled up because he had to get pretty deep in the water to get more mud and sand out.
My belly button.
He had them ripped up.
Hey, folks,
How you doing?
So TJ and I are sitting there making stick and rice and naked out in the water, waving at people as they're going by. And the worst ones were the fishing boat guys because they go slow. The speedboat guys, they just cruise on by like, oh, what? The fishing boat guys, they cruise and they watch. They're like, what are these guys? And they get a good look, right?
They like what they see.
The Ryan's over there.
That is 120 pounds, I guess, maybe.
Ryan, yeah, Ryan was a swimmer still at this time, and so whatever. Fucking, he has them cranked up still, and he's looking at us, and he's bending over, and his ass is right at the fisherman guys. All the time.
I had my pants down, dude. I mooned them on purpose.
It was. Hey, y'all. So we see the news helicopter or whatever. It's hanging off in the distance doing something. And then it goes away. And then it comes back and it's a little bit closer. And like, it's hanging over there. And we kept looking at this thing. It's like, is it looking at us? We don't know. And so it goes away. And then it comes back again and it hangs out. Like, definitely where that camera could catch us.
Hey, get a shot of that naked guy.
Yeah. Hey, look at those three dudes. Looking for? TJ would be the mama one. We'd be the babies.
Oh, they're beached.
Oh, the beach whales. Look at the baby frolicking in the water.
Bro.
And so it was just awkward because that helicopter was there for a while, and we were like, things like, what could this helicopter be here for? Dude, like, because
it was like at the marsh.
Yeah,
only thing when it was over was like marshland.
Yeah, so we're like, why would it be here? There's nothing goes on out here.
In Rio Vista, there's a gas station.
Yeah, like 2 months like later is when the whales came.
Really nice gas station.
It is actually a really nice gas station. It was like a Circle K, like a McDonald's type situation.
Circle K, really nice. Okay, whatever. We're getting ahead
Circle
of ourselves
K
here.
And McDonald's?
Come on. That's Foster's. Not even we have that here.
We can have like all of those here.
So... that's basically the story. The helicopter just hung out for a while, and it really looked like it was only hanging around to see Ryan, and maybe our sweet sandcastle. Maybe I don't know. We had a moat too.
This is a sandcastle. I get a shot of that guy in the boxers all the way up to his belly button.
Looks like we got a full moon over here on the shore.
Get on a megaphone. They're like, nerds.
We had a blast.
That was an awesome and weird day at the same time.
Remember that like day we did that shit? Where we tried to go fishing, tried to build that computer, tried to take apart my Xbox, and then build a computer out of it.
The 3 days, yeah.
Yeah, that was a miserable time. I think we've talked about that.
We have. We talked about how we stopped talking for like 2 weeks after that because we just... That's when I stopped hanging out with TJ. I couldn't take it. It's too much. That guy is too much. Once a month, he goes along the same theory that I have with parrots. They're great to visit. You don't want to own one. I don't want to be TJ's friend anymore. But he's a good acquaintance, you know? He's a good guy, just once a month. You know what I mean?
What?
Right.
Sorry, right. I have to deal with something.
I said TJ is a good guy, but only once a month.
Maybe twice.
I guess. I really have to.
That's kind of pushing it.
But yeah, a great guy. Actually, a really good friend to have. When you wanted him around. It's a really bad thing to say.
It's
but
a good friend to have.
I know, it's weird. It's like he's
a really
a good guy, but it's
to
hard to say. Like, you just, I can't. It's,
he was
you're too much.
He was a really good guy. I don't know.
There you go. I don't know.
I don't know, but he just drove me up a fucking wall.
So, Alex, Terry, you guys got any fun nude stories to talk about? Maybe
no,
partially
no nude stories.
Oh, none of those.
Okay. So I got another one.
this other time I was naked.
Do you remember when I almost got expelled from East Union?
Which time?
When I mooned the bus.
No, I don't remember that.
I don't know that one.
Because you guys weren't in band.
Yeah. Well, I always hung out with band.
No. We won first place at some band thing, and some people on the bus dared me to moon another school's bus. So I did, and then they said it was too short, so I did it again. And then the other bus like, cheered.
Okay, all right then. So I didn't,
the other bus cheered and told me to do it again. So what am I supposed to do?
Well, you had to.
It's high school.
Encore.
The bus stops moving. Band teacher comes on the bus and goes, "Who did it? Who did it?" Just furious. And I stand up and go, "It was me." And just walk off the bus.
Oh, no, that was me.
And I almost got in some deep
shit. Did what, sir? Oh, the butt thing.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, no, I mooned them three times.
They asked, so I did it.
That was fun.
What they asked for? Come on! This is America.
Like, I don't see what I did wrong.
I'm just trying to be a good neighbor, you know.
If anything, they're the weird ones.
Asked for that. They're the weird ones.
After that, my parents chaperoned every band thing.
To make sure you didn't do anything wrong.
Yep. I still got some shenanigans at Disneyland, but anyway.
Oh, Disneyland.
What memories you hold. But how much more fun was your big brother Magic Mountain right across the way? God, Six Flags. I miss you. They have like Cliffs here. It's such an off-brand place.
Cliffs?
Cliffs Amazement Park is what it is.
Oh,
it's awesome. It has like one.
It's like
they're trying to turn the boardwalk into a full like flat. You know how the Santa Cruz boardwalk was pretty cool.
Still pretty cool. And
only because it's on the beach.
Right. Well, it's a great beach.
Now imagine putting it in the middle of the desert.
That would be a mistake.
And then taking half of the stuff away, charging like you would at a Six Flags, and then saying, "Oh, we'll do a water park too."
Do they?
Yeah, it's like two rides.
Is it like just a little boat thing that does the course, or is it like a rapids
thing? It's like water slides, I think. Like four water slides or some shit. It ain't no Manteca water slides, tell you what.
Manteca
water slides.
Nothing will compare to that.
Biggest,
it was the one good thing we had.
That was our claim to fame. Everybody knew us back when. We're like, yeah, no, I live in Manteca. Oh, the place with water slides. Yeah, it's awesome.
Biggest water slide.
Now you have
west
nothing.
Of Mississippi.
The tallest water slide in Northern California.
Now we have nothing.
Nothing.
Now it's in pieces on the side of the freeway.
Still?
Yeah, it's still there, dude. Oh, I don't know who lives there, but that guy don't give a fuck.
Bought it.
He goes on those slides all day.
They sold them to people.
They probably sold pieces, but there's a lot of pieces to that place, right?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
There's houses over there, apparently. I don't go that way anymore.
Yeah, I've seen them. They were building them when they got back. Yeah. They were pretty big. They were like million-dollar homes because they turned the Manteca Lake into a lake.
Oh, that's cool.
Kind of. It was pretty hideous.
Yeah.
It was the inflation that led to 2008. But anyway, we won't get into politics here.
No. I don't think it's only you that enjoys politics. Anybody else? See? Nothing. Crickets. Crickets, Ryan.
Don't can't vote.
No, she's a woman.
Wow.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Nailed it! Really driving home.
I was not ready for that one.
No!
Welcome to the Team Mongoose podcast. 70% more sexism.
Oh, that was really good.
They actually did a pretty funny sketch about voting on SNL the other week about like the undecided voters. And it was like one of those commercials where it's like, "Oh, we don't trust what people put in front of us cuz we're so much better." And then they kept asking, like, these most retarded questions. Like, we want to know the real facts. Like, can women even vote? Can men vote? Is that even fair? And they just shit all over undecided voters.
So, wait, you're still watching SNL?
Yes.
Really? That's amazing.
Is it all right? Like, is it holding up?
The new one they did, well, the last two, I guess, they had Seth MacFarlane and they had Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And they were both pretty good.
Joseph. I'd go gay for something.
Oh, I've heard he was really good.
Yeah, they were both good.
I haven't watched in ages.
That Joe kid is gonna go far.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing him for tonight.
SNL anymore.
Oh shit, Looper comes out.
Yeah, that's yeah. Looper.
You gonna go see with Friday. Israel?
Dude, yeah. I might go see that on my next day off. I want to see that really bad.
Is it just you and Israel? You guys having a bro date?
I don't know. I'm 90% sure he'll bring Cameron along. Not
Cameron with a K.
Cameron with a K. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Can I tell you guys something? I don't like going to the movies with other people.
Why?
It ruins it for me.
Why?
You wouldn't go to movies with me, Ryan? Is that what you're trying to say?
Are you not going to say anything?
During the movie, no.
Yeah, don't say anything. Don't talk to me. We can't share popcorn. Get your own fucking popcorn.
I don't even like popcorn, Ryan. I don't talk at all.
You better not pull your cell phone out.
Shit, right? You can have my popcorn if you want.
Dwight's come to the movies with my family. We quiet. We watch the movie.
Yeah. It was a good time. I had a good time, Ryan.
We saw the National Treasure. No, Sahara.
That movie was so bad.
It was awful.
Sounds spicy.
But I had a good time with them.
Yeah, we had a fun time. It was a fun time.
Had a good time being quiet.
Got cold stone, I think.
No.
I want to bug Ryan at the movies. Just like,
I will say, though, when I go with Terry, I can't help but make fun of the movie just because I feel like anytime me and Terry are together, have to commentate.
That's why I can't go with Sean.
We just saw Dredd, and there were some moments where it was like, hey.
Hey, was that worth seeing? Because I was thinking about seeing that.
It was actually pretty good. It was fucking brutal, but it was good.
Oh, can you hear me?
Like brutal with a dick, or
sorry, my speakers went on.
No, here. Like bloody brutal.
Was it good though?
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
All right, now I have to propose a question because when I saw the preview for Dredd, I have to admit, for some reason, I thought it was a new Spawn.
Yeah, you're right.
Why hasn't Marvel rebooted Spawn?
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't really like it when they came out.
A toss up either way. I mean, dude, who wanted Dredd, you know? Who was out there clamoring for a new Dredd?
There you go. Yeah.
No one's clamoring.
No one?
I'll tell you that much.
Crickets, Terry. Crickets.
Yeah, I forgot Dredd was a thing, dude. If it wasn't for Scrubs, I probably would have never even cared.
People don't even know it was a comic. they think Dredd and they think Sylvester Stallone.
I know. It's sad. So when people think about Spawn, they just think that terrible movie with the clowns.
Yeah. Oh, Spawn.
I wish it could be so much more. Apparently the same guy wants to write it and make it like
do
dark.
A better job now.
Like make it like super R dark.
Well, I guess the thing with Dredd was it's not like a Hollywood movie. Like it was an independent kind of deal. And then Lionsgate picked it up.
Uh-huh.
So like it didn't really have all that, you know, attached to it. It was pretty much they were free to do whatever they wanted. So
Lionsgate was like, hey, you can do you.
It's already done, so we'll just buy it.
Just do you. We're just going to give you the money for it.
We're just going to get paid for this, all right?
That's true. They got paid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just thought about seeing it. It's still pretty active at the movies. I love going to the movies by myself. I just love it.
Oh, Dredd, no. I mean, as far as people going, there was no one there when we went.
Oh, yeah, there's only like 4 shows a day already.
Yeah, apparently like it hasn't been doing that well. Like, not that it's bad, it's just nobody knows about it, and the preview sucked.
Yeah.
Dredd.
Ender's
I thought it was awesome. The trailer?
Yeah.
The trailer got me hyped, dude.
Yeah.
It just kind of looked like an action flick.
What's it about? The trailer didn't do it justice, and, you know, they didn't really do very great on the market.
They had some cheesy one-liners in that trailer, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Dredd. That, like, what,
there was that's where we laughed at in the movie. There was one point where they did the cheesy one-liner kind of deal. It was just one time, though. We were happy. Like,
what was it?
I can't remember what it was, but I remember he said it, and then we looked at each other and like, there it is. And now it's an action movie.
And now,
dude.
It's
we could write an action movie with all those fucking one-liners we said.
we could write a lot of awesome things. Let's be honest.
Right there.
We could do some pretty awesome things. There's like Tomb forth. City. Guys, are you guys any of you guys Ender's Game fans?
No.
Yeah. I haven't read any of them.
I read the first one for school, and then I got like three of the other ones, and at some point I just stopped knowing what was going on, and I stopped.
It's sad because they're awesome. I don't like the second one though. Harrison Ford's going to be the star.
He's going to be the kid.
He's going to be Graf. He's going to be Graf.
Oh,
Harrison Ford and everything.
He's so so awesome. I love Harrison Ford, man.
But he's a bro
now.
He is so old, but he's so awesome, dude. He looks so awesome. How old is he now? He's from Chicago.
He's like 22.
Pretty sure.
What?
How old would he be if he was eight?
Be around.
He was what?
He was born in 1942.
He's born in 42. Ooh.
Oh.
It's like 74.
Yeah.
Good luck.
You gonna get in on that, Ryan?
Dude.
No, he's 70.
All right, without Googling, guess how old Shatner is.
He's like 80-something, isn't he?
It's not a guess.
86?
How much?
He's gotta be in his 70s.
84.
I'm saying 86.
He's playing 70s.
84. I say 82. All right.
Let's look it up.
All right, I'm Googling it right now.
He's William born Shatner, 31.
March 22nd, 1931. He is 81
and
years
it's 81.
Old.
Oh, I was the closest, maybe.
No. Ryan said 82.
No, you win, Dwight. You said in the... Or no, Terry wins. He said in the 70s. Price is right, bro.
What do you think? Oh.
Oh.
All right,
what?
Terry, you win the new car.
It's always the price rule, dude.
No, fuck that. He gets a washer.
Closest not going over.
You win, William Shatner.
Oh, no, thank you.
I wonder how old George Takei is. He gay.
He's got to be around the same age as Shatner.
He looks old
as shit. He's probably decaying.
Oh.
Hey, no elephant joke. Fuck. You ruined this.
Oh. Episode of Revolution.
Oh man, Shatner's so.
Has anyone seen that yet? For that matter, has anyone seen Exam yet?
What's Exam?
No idea. Watch that.
I hate all
of it. Exam.
Hey, did you watch that movie I wanted you to watch, Rounders?
What's Exam?
Yeah, I watched it.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you think of it?
It's pretty good.
Cool. What's Exam?
Yeah. Movie. I'm gonna queue up right now.
What's Exam?
I don't want to.
Eight applicants being tested for a plum job with a bioengineering firm tried to stay one jump ahead of the competition in this psychological thriller.
What is it? Hmm?
What?
It's a movie.
A plum job.
Just explain that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Read that again. Go ahead.
Ugh, right.
I wasn't listening.
But you have to read it as Adrian D. Winters.
That'll take me like 5 minutes to read it. Huh?
Well, you better get started.
Oh, man. It takes me a minute to get into that character, you know, and then I can't get out of it.
We'll take the risk.
We'll take the risk. Go ahead.
Eight applicants being tested for a plum job. What? What's a plum job? Huh? Let's roll back. I want to do a quick gaggle search on plum job.
It's not. Gaggled no, out. It's slang for a good, like a really good job.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
Plum.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you, Google.
That thank
job
you, sir.
Is plum.
Ask Jeeve says it's for a typical job or something, I don't know, with a bioengineering firm. What is that, people?
Oh my god, I'm gonna pee.
It's like...
Is that flowers? It's like a flower job. They try to stay one jump ahead. Just one. Two is too many. Ahead of the competition in this psychological thriller.
I hate it.
There you go. Netflix gives it 3 stars.
That was it. That was the shortest thing I've ever
that's
heard.
It. That's all. That's quick in and out.
I've read more information on the side of a cereal.
Oh, when I click it, it gives me
because it's
one
of those movies where you really can't say too much about it without ruining it.
What's it called? Somebody link it to me on Netflix.
Damn.
I'll link it to you right now. Bam.
Nailed it.
Oh, it's so far away. Let me get closer. It looks. Ooh, it looks typically. Dark with the black and red cover. My Netflix gave it 3.5 stars, bro.
Speaking of Adrian D. Winter, I did some Dr. Seuss.
I'm going to add this last week or so. What the hell?
In Age of Endurance. Sure did. That one went pretty well.
Wait, what do you mean you did some Dr. Seuss? Did you go to elementary school or something?
Weren't you there?
Weren't you there? Or was it
there?
Terry and Jose?
I don't remember no goddamn
reading it on the podcast?
I don't think it was on the podcast. No, I'm saying. I'm just bringing it up so the podcast knows.
Yeah, I don't think it was me.
Yeah.
Did you record it?
No.
It was just kind of on the fly to see how well it would run. But it was okay. It's tough. Dr. Seuss is tough, period. Let's be honest here, all right?
You stupid.
That's college level.
That is some college-grade shit. Bluefish. Two fish.
I couldn't even keep up with how many fish there were by the end of that.
So many fucking fish. It was pretty good, though.
Terry, did you what colors they were, at least?
Dr. Seuss ain't really a doctor, but he was realist.
One of them was blue, I think.
One of them, and then there was two...
There's two
blue fish.
I don't know what it was.
It was a two-fish, blue-fish.
That was the twist, though.
Jew-fish.
That there was two.
Yeah. Great story. They're really going to kick you in the nuts at the end for the ending, though. That's biggest twist ever.
Well, we ruined it for him. I mean...
No, well, that was just... That's the
There's more twists in there. That's just one of them.
There's more... shit tons more fish, too. Let me just say that right out there. I've mentioned two.
It's a psychological thriller.
Mm-hmm. Psychologiker.
You guys are stupid as shit.
But I've been throwing around the idea of doing a bunch of stuff in Adrian D. Winter's voice. Reading books and doing stuff like that. I couldn't call it abridged, because it wouldn't
There's
be word for
really
word.
There's not really anything to abridge. Yeah.
It's more of a guideline when I read stuff as Adrian D. Winter. He has to question things, you know?
Even though no one's there to give him the answers.
No one's there. I need Adrian needs a partner. Like a straight-minded dude that just always corrects us. Like, no, Adrian. Plum job means it's just, you know, an ordinary job, okay? Thank you very much, Winston.
Winston.
Giving him a name already.
Winston Habernacle.
Winston Habernacle. Habernacle.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
Winston, you have to get another last name. For the life of me, I can't remember it.
You guys are nuts.
Habernacles.
You guys are crazy.
Yes, it did.
Ah, that video. We should introduce that video to the world, Terry.
It's already done so well on its own. I mean,
had like 200,000 views.
He has like six videos, doesn't he? No,
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Platinum bitches.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. Like he's in pain saying it.
He's good. He should come back and make more videos.
I'll help him out. I'll promote him.
Honestly, if you got his shit together and recorded, like, not with a video camera.
Like an actual camera pointed at the TV.
Be like, hey, you guys gotta watch this guy.
You got some jokes.
Turn those ratings back on. Stop disabling comments and ratings. Just embrace the fact.
He was smart about that, let's be honest.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta embrace it.
No, I think that there's something in that. Like, if there was a channel that always disabled... No, that always disabled comments and stuff, you'd have to bring the conversation somewhere else. You know?
If you want to talk shit on me, go to Team Mommy's forums. Go to my forums, talk shit on me.
Discuss my latest video. Then he throws ads on his videos. And the forum will be the worst place ever to go. But if you wanted to talk shit on him, that's the place to do it.
Look to your left, ads. Look to your right, ads. Right in front of you, ads. Press play, ad.
So many ads.
This is an ad.
I was talking to a guy, it was Josh's buddy, the other day. And
oops, which Josh?
Jim.
Olvera?
Salias. Salias.
I'm talking about hitting here.
Say that.
Josh Salias.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And Van Halen Jump just started playing out of nowhere. Sorry, guys. Everybody that's listening, you'll hear just Jump starting going.
What are you talking about?
I accidentally hit play on Spotify and it started playing Van Halen.
why are you so
dumb?
I'm talking
to the people listening. But his buddy came in and I was telling him what I do for a job and stuff like that. And he was asking how I get paid, because that's always how what people the conversation leads to that. How do you get paid? I get paid by ads. And he goes, oh, I hate ads. And I'm like, yeah, but I get paid through them, so
I
that means
level.
That you hate me.
So I kind of really like ads.
That doesn't make it okay, Dwight.
It does.
That doesn't make you a good person.
It's a motive. You gotta think about it. That's motivation. If I could pay my bills by doing this, then that's more motivation to put out good stuff.
Whatever, Dwight.
Listen,
worst.
I'm
a bad person,
AdSense
you know.
Sellout. Then, all right.
We love
sold
you.
Out, man.
I work for Google. I'm safe when he takes over the world.
He?
Yeah.
He.
What, you think it's going to be Google. Some lady?
Google has become a single entity now.
Once they make a giant robot as an office, then it'll be a he.
No, they're not going to make a giant robot. It's going to make its own Google. Giant robot.
We're all going to be its robots.
It's going to do it itself.
With the Google
program
chip.
Itself overnight and
Coming
then be
next
alive
summer.
In the morning.
Google will become Skynet.
It's true.
It won't become Skynet. It'll become Google.
It'll be Google.
Skynet was awful and was a bitch.
Skynet.
Vindictive
Skynet's
son of a
shit,
bitch.
Right.
Skynet was Google version
Skynet's
1.
Running on DOS.
Dude, it's all the Matrix. It's just starting over. Just starting over.
All right, everybody.
It's over here running on its own OS.
What were you saying, Dwight?
This podcast where it's gone.
And we're like,
an
hour and a half
trail.
In,
yeah, about. Yeah, somewhere in there. I don't know.
We were talking for a long time before we started.
Yeah.
I
looked.
I always
clock,
forget to check
started.
The time. Yeah. Where was that?
I don't know. Like 20 minutes? 26 minutes?
20 ago? 26? We've only been talking for 26?
No, full at 26 minutes.
Oh.
Like we had been
it's
talking
been over an hour, though. So.
That's what I'm saying. It's been an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right. Well... Podcast over!
Regardless.
Bye!